Episode number 13 is coming through. True. Red, white, and blue. I'm your host, Mike Fee.
And this is your boy C-Mo, straight coming out of Bartow, baby. Polk County is definitely in the building, baby.
One time Quincy, Florida, one time Leon County, one time Tallahassee, Florida. All my Florida folks stand up. All across the United States, stand up. This is the Life and Football Podcast, baby. Now, we're going to get in a few topics today. And these topics just going to, you know, kind of be things me and C-Mo just been talking about, man. They general topics, but they're good topics. And we want to get y'all thoughts on it, man. Hit us up on Twitter at Life and Ball, man. Spread this around. Send it to other people. Let them know, man, this is something good to listen to when you're working out. You're around the house, cleaning up. Spread this, man. Let the people know, hey, this is something entertaining. You can gain a little knowledge. And, you know, you can have a good time while you're listening. Y'all can also, if y'all got any questions or anything y'all want to holler at us about or talk to us about, hey, send us an email, lifeandfootball2020@gmail.com. We're going to talk about, for us right now, we have two things that we got on the discussion board. One is the Big Baller brand, the situation they have going on. And we also want to talk about, and this is something that it kind of hurt my heart when I heard it. Matter of fact, C-Mo brought it up to me, that no NFL scout showed up to Florida A&M Pro Day, FAMU football Pro Day. No NFL scout showed up. So first, we're going to start it off with this Big Baller brand. For y'all who don't know, the Big Baller brand is a brand that was started by LeVar Ball. He has three sons, Lonzo Ball, LiAngelo Ball, and LaMelo Ball. Lonzo Ball, he plays for the Lakers right now. He was a first-round pick. For the I think he was the first pick of their draft too that year coming out. Lonzo Ball, he was a number one draft pick for the Lakers, I know. And he, you know, the brand is very successful, you know. I mean, now this was, if y'all don't remember, this was a shoe that came out and it was like $500 some. Everybody was talking about it. Man, oh, they bought the $500 shoe. And which I can't knock him, you know. Shoot, that was actually a good flaw because I got a lot of people to talk about it, which that was actually good that he did that. Now, I don't think that price was good because, I mean, that's too expensive. But, I mean, go ahead, Simon. What you sound like you want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, that was pretty high for some shoes. That's all I was going to say. That's extremely high for a pair of shoes.
I'm down. I'm really down with the Big Baller brand. I want to make sure they keep doing their thing. And for y'all who don't know, it's a situation that happened with one of the co-founders of the Big Baller brand. Really, LeVar and his wife came up with the Triple B. But it's a guy by the name of Allen Foster who, I don't know if this fact or not, but it's rumored to have stole $1.5 million from the brand. And that makes their son, Lonzo Ball, that, you know, he kind of like, well, hey, I'm done with this. You know, they got pictures of him. He didn't cover up his tattoos. And he pretty much want to get out of this situation and do his own thing now. I got a little clip I want to play for y'all. This courtesy of TMZ Sports with the father, LeVar Ball. He talking about the situation. Give me a second.
The stand. One really cool guy come in here and do something bad and then be like, oh, the brand's not good. The brand is good. It's just somebody did something bad to us, and it's like, here's the thing. We had a snake up in the thing, but you got to understand this. I'm a snake charmer. And you're a snake charmer, you're going to get bit, but he can't kill me. So by him doing that negative stuff, I'm not going to make that about this right here. It's about the Triple B's, the brand. We still good.
Yeah, because there's a lot of rumors that the brand was done.
No, that's what people want to say the brand is done. They want to say that. There's a reason. They want to tear the big baller brand down. Mm-hmm. And the Lord puts these things in front of you to see. It's just like when my wife gets sick. We're supposed to stop and, no, we're not playing basketball no more and don't do nothing. Okay? They put a snake to try to tear the big baller brand thing down. No. You're going to keep doing.
So the game's going to be this Sunday.
Game is this Sunday at 3 o'clock.
And I'm going to be DJing there, so that's going to be super exciting. Yeah. Who else could fans expect to see from the family?
Oh, man, just love, and it's just a great event. And my brother's going to be there. My other boy's going to be there. It's just going to be the same as we always put on. When the big baller brand come out, we treat everybody as they family in there. And here's the thing. I treated Allen as a family member, and that's what he do to us. So guess what? It's going to hurt him more. Is it worth it 1.5 to leave a family? You can't even put a price tag on a person leaving a family. And it's going to hit him. It's going to hit him. And like I said, you do anything wrong to my boys, regardless of what you done for me, I don't roll with you no more because you hurt one of my family members. And that's the way I go about that. And that's like I have to make my guys understand that don't be negative on a big baller brand on some things that Allen Foster did. He's not a big baller brand. And he'll try to say, oh, I could tell him because I didn't know you haven't did nothing. You ain't shook all these people hands, signed these autographs. Nobody cares about Allen Foster. Me and my wife, duration of our boys. Because that's what it also stands for, the three Ball brothers. Triple B's. And that's always going to be strong. Our family, this is a family brand.
Yeah, and we're so...
whatever he did on the negative aspect of that, that means nothing. And Triple B's is ours.
Well, as y'all heard, that was LeVar Ball talking. And I'm sorry for breaking up like I was. Was you able to hear it pretty clear, Simo?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, in this situation, it's sad, man, because this guy, from what I understand, he had a criminal past now. And it was for financial something in the financial crime area. But it's sad because here's a man building his own brand. And this let you know if he had 1.5 million to get stole, these boys was making some money. If they had that to be able to slip on the rug, I'ma assume they had somewhere between 6 or 7 million they had them made. I'm just assuming. And these guys had their own show on Facebook. Every time you look around, LeVar Ball was on Fox Sports, ESPN. Not Lonzo Ball. Now, the son Lonzo Ball played for the Lakers. I'm talking about the dad. And all of us know about LiAngelo. He got in trouble at, one of them got in trouble at UCLA when they was across the water playing a game in China. And the youngest son, he had to tan up the scene right now, but I really hate this man, a father. And if y'all ain't really hear in the interview, it broke up when he was saying it, but he said that him and his wife came up with that brand. And they came up with the brands for the sons. And it was a family thing they were trying to do. They just bought Allen Foster in to kind of, you know, help out and help grow the brand. Everything was already cemented in, you know, for the company. What you got to say about it, C-Mo?
I wish that if he already had a financial criminal background, they wouldn't even have dealt with him. And with the son already being with the Lakers, the brand could have been built just based off of him talking about it, based off of him wearing the shoes, based off of him giving some of the other players shoes. And I would have built it all around him and the sons, and I'd have had that thing rolling, kept letting the daddy do all that talking that he be doing, and we would have boomed from there. And like you said, they had to have a whole bunch of more millions to allow that 1.5 to be gone like that. But you just feel bad for them, because as you were saying it, I was thinking about Nike and Adidas and Reeboks. Those guys started those businesses, and they probably was friends with whoever was the partners in it, and we ain't heard nothing bad about them. Under Armour started his, and you ain't really heard nothing bad, like none of this nonsense. And it kind of just, it kind of throw it off a little bit, a little, it tainted a little bit. And then I'm guessing the son don't want to do it no more, so now it's just kind of throwing it all off, like it's putting a monkey wrench in what they had going. That's my take on it. They should have been more cautious about who they wanted in and who they didn't want in.
Well, I don't know, man. I think, they actually had the brand. See how you say they, you know, he should have rolled out the back. They built that brand before he was even drafted. Now, they were talking about this brand before he was even drafted. Cause if y'all remember out there in the world, he was saying his son was gonna get drafted by the Lakers. I'm talking about this way. He was almost, he had just finished his last game in college, and that man came out and said, "Yeah, my son gonna get drafted by the Lakers." And everybody like, "How can you say that? Why would you even let your son get drafted by whoever?" That man came out and said, "No, he gonna get drafted by the Lakers. Big baller brand. He been preaching that big baller brand," and that's why I say that's positive, man. He came out. He was speaking stuff into existence. Hey, the big baller brand gonna do this. The baller brand gonna do that. And it was a real wide known brand, actually. He had started something real good, man. And I hate to see that brand in turmoil like it is right now. And that just goes to show you, you gotta be very careful with who you're dealing with in business. You never know. Like LeVar Ball say, they had a snake. They were dealing with a snake. But I'm still rooting for the big baller brand. I hate to see that, man. 1.5, though. And like C-Mo say, you know, if this dude had a criminal background for financial crimes concerned, you might should have been more cautious. And people wonder why people do all these jobs or companies do background checks, and they be hesitant to hire if you got certain things on your criminal history. It's a reason why. Not just saying if you got a criminal history, you're going to be a bad person or do bad business. It just already show you have a pattern. Like, hold on, you done did it before. It's a, mm-hmm. It's a great chance, a possibility you might do something like this again. And, hey, Mr. Allen Foster, I don't know you, but I hope this ain't true. But it's sad to hear, and it's sad to see, because I saw him a lot. I'm talking about, I saw this man face a lot, man, because I kind of was really watching him, you know. If you go online or YouTube, type in the big baller brand, this man, he was giving LeVar certain suggestions on certain things, like even with taking that guy out of school, UCLA, taking his other son out of school. Like, you'll see different parts of him saying, "Oh, okay, yeah, we need to do this." He was like the second in command. He was like the second in line. But with his son, Lonzo had I think a 40% share in the company. So, you know, this man, he'll CEO himself with that. You know, I know his daddy did it for him. His daddy, and he was really just playing basketball, but still, you're owner of a company. You can't operate like that. You can't do that, man. And I really hate that. A lot of people hate on LeVar Ball anyway, but I'm proud of what he did, man. I mean, not talking about no stealing no money. I'm proud of him building that covenant for his sons and all that good stuff he was doing, man, for the promotion and talking good about his son and how he raised him. This man spent all kind of countless hours and all kind of time with his kids working out, building a basketball court in the backyard, building the weight room set for him in the backyard, got him trained, got him eating right. So, you know, what's negative about that? That's great to me. That's great news. I mean, you can't be nothing but happy for that. Now, we got another thing we want to talk about, and I'm going to let C-Mo jump in on that. is that that FAMU Pro Day, and it's a story all out about the NFL. No NFL scouts was at FAMU Pro Day. See, Mo, give them a little further information and how you feel about it, and you know, just update them on that.
Yeah, so we getting ready. Imagine you in college. You getting ready. You working out. Just like my pro day and your pro day, fit. You getting ready. You at your pro day. You lacing up the shoes. You know the scouts going to be there. You going to give them your best 40 time. You going to give them your best bench press. You going to give them your best three-cone drill. You're going to give them your best everything. The vertical jump. And you at Florida A&M. And we call it FAM around here. But FAM. Florida A&M for y'all. But we call it FAM. So the FAM Rattlers.
FAM you.
FAM you out there ready in Tallahassee. About a mile and some change. About a mile and a half from. Their 40, do their 40s and get a whole pro day up and get a last chance of trying to make it to the NFL. They last shot. So at 8 a.m. on this past Thursday, March the 28th, the boys out there ready. Ain't no scouts there. So they switch it and the scouts say they'll be there at 4. Oh, that's what the word is. Nobody show up at 4. So the boys had to do about 3 drills, the 40, the vertical jump, and the bench press all on their own while getting recorded. So it's deemed as an unofficial because no scouts was there. Now, I guess I'm assuming that the mishandling came because the DB coach took a new job somewhere else. So now the person who was over it was that DB coach, and he gone. Now they need to put somebody else over. But I guess that didn't happen in time. And Florida State Pro Day normally is the same day as FAMU's Pro Day. So the scouts can leave from Florida State and come over to FAM because it's just that close. But that didn't happen. So now they're still to pass the film around and go from there to see if anybody gets a chance to get a shot. Now some of the players, one of the seniors, it was a linebacker. And he says some teams done talked to him already, so that's a blessing for him. But if one of those boys could have ran like a 4.3 or a 4.4 or a 4.5, it would have been that'd have been good speed times for their position. That could have changed the whole outlook of their career. Now, hopefully, this still does something when they pass the film around, and hopefully, it is some players because I know it hasn't been the NFL player. I don't believe that. But hopefully that can start changing with Willie Simmons at the head and getting in, you know, better and better players and developing them so they can become top notch. But I know that hurt for you to be out there on your pro day, your last shot. Well, you feeling like it's your last shot to give it your all, and ain't nobody out there, man. That's a hurtful feeling. So the boys, they took it pretty good. I know you know they mad, but they didn't get on there and blast the NFL and nothing, which that wouldn't have been smart anyways, but they didn't do nothing negative on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. They kept it in a positive manner. So now going forward, Brandon Sharp will be the pro day pro scout or pro day liaison for that to direct everything, to get it all set up. And like I said, 9 times out of 10, well, you could almost say 10 out of 10, the day that Florida State had theirs, FAM had theirs, and what they should do, I know man Fitz was talking about this earlier, what they should do is, man, just go over there to Florida State. Don't even worry about coming over to FAM. I know you want to show off your campus and stuff, but until you have it rolling where them boys producing a drafted player, a draft-eligible player every year, then don't worry about that. Just go over to Florida State. Willie Simmons, Willie Taggart, work something out. Where the FAM boys always go over to Florida State. They always welcome, and they run it. And they don't get treated like, okay, we're going to do Florida State first, then FAM. No, they just put it in name order. if your name is this, you go next, and your name is that, you go next, regardless of which school it is. Now, the boys can wear their school stuff, but, you know, y'all do it as a team, man. Y'all right there in Tallahassee. We all want the best for everybody, regardless of the school. You want every player to get their best chance at showing what they are. And I remember, like Figs was telling me, Travis Fisher, who now is a DB coach at Nebraska, he went to UCF. Now, this at the time when UCF ain't as big as it is now. So he went to UCF, but he ran his 40 at Florida State. Ran a 4.3, or I believe a 4.3, and or faster. And the scouts wanted him to keep running because they like, no, this boy can't be moving this fast. But what they didn't know, he was running track. He was a track guy too, so he gonna be fast. So I would link up with Florida State, and if I'm fam, and I'm always having that Florida State. That's just my thing until you get it to the point where you like a North Dakota State and you always producing somebody. You always winning the national championship in D1AA. You always balling. You always got players. Until I get it to that, yeah, I'm going over to Florida State. What you think about it, Fizz?
If y'all didn't hear, because I think it broke up a little bit when Seymour was talking about, I don't know, something happened with his phone. But when he said it, the campus is right around the corner from Florida State. I'm talking about FAMU and Florida State real close together. Now, they ain't right across the street at all. Now, don't get it twisted. Now, you might can ride a bicycle, but you really going to need a car. About a good probably 2 miles. But let me tell y'all something, man. They should do, and see, I'm from Ryan Hill, so I know. See, back in the day, when Seymour was talking about Travis Fisher, if you were from here and you had a good possibility of getting drafted, Florida State allowed you to come to their pro day and work out, because that's what I was thinking I was going to do, but they had switched that rule probably in 2007, I think. I'm not sure, but Florida State used to allow different players to come and participate in their pro day. I don't know why they stopped it or what happened, but I'm pretty sure they probably just wanted all their players to get all the shine. But to me, that's helpful if you can help out other people. I ain't saying just let anybody come in there and just run. Now, I'm saying if fam you right around the corner, get with the FAMU coaching staff and program and put that together. Make it where Florida State and FAMU do their pro day together. And do it at Florida State, because that's where everybody going to want to go anyway. Because you never know. And that'll be good, like if you got a quarterback, just say if you got receivers, you got somebody to throw the ball. It's going to be a quarterback at FAMU or a quarterback at Florida State. Either one, I guarantee you, every time. If you got some receivers, you know, they gonna want to get their shine. So it'll help out really both ways. You got DBs, you know, instead of Florida State might have two or three DBs or maybe one. FAMU might have two. So that'll give the scouts an opportunity and a chance to see everybody. And you ain't really burning out that one person or that, you know, two or three or two people. And I really wish they would do that, man. Just FAMU in Florida State with it being right around the corner. What is going to hurt? It ain't going to really hurt nothing. And I put that on the athletic department. I put that on both the athletic department. Ain't no way. It don't make no sense. We know Florida State. We know they got a top program. We know guys get drafted first round out of Florida State. And Florida State do help FAMU out a lot. If you go to FAMU right now, their home stadium, they got a big jumbo scoreboard up there that came from Florida State. Now, I ain't say Florida State paid for it and say, oh, yeah, here y'all a brand new scoreboard. It was Florida State old scoreboard, and they donated it to FAMU. And we all know, and, you know, HBCU, you know, their financial – their financial far as their money coming in monthly or yearly is not compatible to Florida State at all. I'm talking about at all now. So, you know, if you can give these boys a little edge and a little something to fight for, and because I'm pretty sure they'll be happy. And a lot of what a lot of people don't know, and why I said I'm from around here, see, back in the day, I used to work out with Leroy Smith in the summer. A lot of, and Leroy would take us over there, and we used to be in the drill. I'm talking about, I'm in high school now. I'm going against tight ends at Florida State and FAMU. They were showing, and they'll kind of show me, like, hey, the linebackers show, hey, man, make sure you put your feet. They'll show me feet, my feet placement, hip placement, or I can make sure you do this. That's why when I went to JUCO, it was so easy to me when I was coming tight end. A lot of people ain't know that, because I ain't never tell them. But it was so easy for me, like, oh, boom, I was right there in the pocket. I'm talking about, I don't know how many interceptions I dropped that year in high school. Junk to this day, my homeboy and them used to laugh at me, junk them. Like, man, boy, you supposed to have about 5 picks as a linebacker, and you dropping them. But back in the day, FAMU, during the summer, they used to go over there and work out with Florida State. Not, you know, in the weight room. I'm talking about this something they used to do on their own. They'll get together, go out there and run routes. Chris Ricks used to be throwing the ball. He throwing it to a FAMU receiver, Santana Ross. I mean, that and they need to keep their culture going. But I put this on the athletic departments because it's going to take them to allow that to happen. I don't know why Florida State stopped doing that, but they need to continue to keep that culture and that little success of being a community together going. Well, hey, baby, this is the Life and Football Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Fig.
This your boy, C-Mo.
We are.
Holla.